Laura Hardy is one of a handful of women who run the Essie Purse Museum.
The reaction is usually like, either what the heck is a purse museum, or oh my gosh, that is so cool.
She says having similar museums in Amsterdam and Seoul, South Korea has made Essie more well-known internationally than it is to many locals. Visitors from China underscored this point during our tour. Part history lesson, part women's empowerment, part fashion statement, the nearly two-year-old museum on Main Street in Little Rock is like many purses, full of surprises.
It also holds a little bit of mystique because most people are afraid to go into a woman's purse without permission.
Founder and owner Anita Davis decided to give her collection of purses a brick-and-mortar home after years of showing them at exhibits throughout the nation. Since opening, travel writers have added Essie to the list of the hottest new museums, along with Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville. Davis says there are many reasons for the universal appeal.
You see the victories and celebrations and the struggles that women have had. So it's actually an education. It also makes you think about women in your life and your own identity, because a handbag or a purse holds a woman's identity.
With handbags made from dustpans, phone cords, and bottle caps, as well as more traditional materials, purses and their contents are organized by decade beginning in 1900. Davis says Essie strives to tell the story of the American woman. Former museum intern Kendra Ide still enjoys bringing first-time visitors to the shop.
It's really interesting from a historical point of view to watch how purses and fashion correlate and change with the historical movement of women through the past century.
The building houses both the museum and a gift shop. There are, of course, plenty of purses for sale, but even the retail area is more than it seems. Morgan Hill, the creative director of the museum store, says the items for sale are intentionally chosen to support the overall mission.
We're not going to not buy things from men, but most of the artists are women who are making personal accessories. So it's the same mission as the museum, to support women and show their growth and development throughout history.
While the focus is on women, Devin Williams says men often enjoy the experience more than they expect. The nostalgia evoked by looking through historical artifacts is shared by everyone.
The emotional response and journey that you can go through as you make your way through the museum, I think that's something it's a more subtle aspect.
Anita Davis points out other commonalities, as well as a new fashion trend specific to men, the man purse or merce.
We all have so many things that we're carrying around, men and women, and the urban men are more comfortable carrying merces.
In addition to purses and their contents, Essie showcases traveling exhibits related to women's history. An assortment of Barbie dolls and their clothing is showing through January 4th. At any given time, only 20% of the total collection of handbags is on display, and Davis says she often rotates them out on a whim, so you're always likely to find something new in the nation's only purse museum. David Monteith, KUAR News.